Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 76.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 76, where we have one mission, and that is to help interested people learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. I am your host, Brendan Lowe. As always, thank you so much for being here. Now, in today's episode, I am going to be going over 8 ways to utilize space and approach the use of space in jazz piano. And people throw space around, like, you know, add more space, you know, just go ahead and you need more space, you know, but there's so many different ways you can apply space. And that's what I'm really going to get into today. For the practice materials and a lot of the concepts I'll be going over today, but the practice exercises as far as how to kind of implement the space concepts are going to be a little different than what I'm showing you, because there's definitely a strategy and a method to implementing these ideas into your playing, right? You can't just kind of, well, you can, you definitely should just try these ideas, but going about diligently and disciplining yourself to practice these ideas in a specific way, that's what's going to be in the practice materials for this. And you can get those practice materials for adding space into the different ways that I go over at jazzpianoschool.com/podcast76. jazzpianoschool.com/podcast76. And you can download the practice materials for this episode on adding space. Now, one quick thing, we are building JPS 2.0, and I think I've talked about this before in the last episode. I probably am talking about it a lot because I'm very excited about this. It's going to be a whole man. I don't even know what to say about this. Once it's out there, it's going to leave people speechless. I'm just going to say that. I mean, this thing is a monster, and it's amazing. I mean, I really truly believe it's going to change jazz piano education for the better and help just tons of people around the world. So I'm super excited about that. And so we are currently in the middle of building that, but Jazz Piano School is being used by some colleges and universities, and I know some teachers listen to this podcast. Obviously, students do as well. But if you're a teacher and you're interested in using the jazz piano curriculum for your school, please send me an email and to the support team, and we will get back to you on that. We can talk about that a little bit as well. Anyway, let's dive right in. So number one is going to be, well, first of all, there's a lot of ways we can use space, right? And like I had said before previously, people like to say, well, you know, you need to add some space in your solo, but how do we actually go about doing that, right? Again, it's one of those kind of general statements I heard a lot growing up. You know, you leave some space in there, right? So, okay, well, it's just, where do I leave space? Do I leave it here? What do I do to leave space? When should I leave space? Do I just leave space, you know, when I feel like it or what? Now, there's lots of different ways, and the concepts I'm going to show you today are going to really kind of channel and focus your playing on how to leave space, right? They're going to give you approaches and concepts to leave space, not just kind of a general, oh yeah, just leave space, right? And space is great because it does a lot of things. It allows you to breathe. It allows you to feel. It allows you to think. It allows other people to react, right? And I'm going to go over all these approaches, but again, it just allows for opportunities. And that's like anything in life, right? Space. Right, taking space from stuff, it allows you to step back. It gives you perspective on the situation, on whatever you're in. So it is definitely a good thing. And not having space is also a good thing. So you kind of want a nice balance of both in your playing. So number one is utilizing space to build your right hand solo, right? So there's so many different ways to do this. And the first thing that I'd recommend is just thinking about space as in a phrase, right? So when you say a sentence, so if you go to talk to someone, you finish your sentence with a period. So if I say a sentence like, hi, John, I went to the store yesterday, right? So that's a clear sentence, phrase. So we want to try and set clear phrases in our playing. So just kind of think about that at first, right? To define your phrase. So if I go to play something, we don't want run-on sentences. I mean, obviously, I can continually play, you know, just keep going, but that's going to be like a run-on sentence. So I'm going to fire up iReal Pro here and demonstrate over It's You or No One so I can show you with a backing track. Sorry, let me see if I remember how to do this. Where is the recorder? Man, I did this last time. Let me see. Here we go. My bad. I hadn't done this in a while. All right. So here we go. So this is going to be It's You or No One. I'm going to demonstrate the no space and then with space. Here we go. So basically, that is, stop this here. That is, you know, a demonstration of no space. Right now, did it sound bad? No, it didn't. It didn't sound, you know, it didn't sound bad necessarily. But again, we want to think about how to apply space. So it was basically one long run-on sentence. And so what we want to do here is really think about our phrases and think about a phrase. When we say a phrase, we want to be confident about what we're saying and then give a little space, right? So say something, a little space. So before you play, really kind of think about what you're going to say and what I mean by that, say on the piano. And this will really help our ideas come out. It will help us to develop our motivic development, our creativity, our expression, and it will just give us a second, right? Just a space is great. It will give us that time to really truly kind of listen to what we're feeling and listen to our ear and then represent what we actually want to play instead of kind of just BSing all over the place, okay? So here is going to be that demonstration of adding space. Here we go. So with that, again, I mean, you know, adding the space consistently where you want it, that the whole purpose of taking that space is to give you that time to think about what you want to play. Not really think, but feel what you want to play. You're not just going to be regurgitating words. You want your expressions to mean something. That's going to be a lot more powerful than kind of just playing. I mean, your brain and hand can easily go on autopilot and play things you know. Right, we can always just play things we practice, especially when we're on a concert or a gig or an actual performance. And the whole purpose of not the whole purpose, but we want to get in that zone, right? And there's some pianists that just kind of transcend, you know, I don't know what it is. They can move you, right? They move you by what they're playing. Brad does that really well. Brad Meldell, right? Keith Jarrett does that really well. And it's because, you know, it's true. It sounds like everything they play is true expression. And space in your right-hand solo is going to allow you to do that. Now, that's just number one. We're just kind of skimming the surface here. There's purpose for space, right? So this kind of purpose for my right-hand space is meant just for myself, right? It's just for kind of self-expression purposes. Now, there's other purpose for space that lead to different things, right? So leaving space can let your other band members contribute to the group, and this is going to be number two, right? So they by setting something up for the group, I'll leave space in purpose of having, you know, the drummer say something or the bass player respond, right? Depending upon what it is. And if they don't respond, not necessarily, you know, that's the fun of it. You know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but you're leaving room for the conversation with the other band members, right? So I might play, I don't need to play with an iReal Pro here, but again, playing the same tune, I might say something like, I might start off the tune, one, two, a one, two, three, four. So in that whole amount of space, right, so I said, right, so I left a whole two measures for either the bass player or the drummer to respond, right? Just because I played a simple melody and I left the space with the purpose of, you know, I'm starting the conversation. So I said something and then I responded to see what they would say. Now, if they played something in response to what I said, you know, maybe I go, you know, if they played that, you know, then maybe I go. So you can actually leave space with the purpose of seeing what your other band members will respond to. And obviously that's just you if you're playing in a band. If you're playing solo piano, you could actually respond to that yourself. You can kind of have a call and response within yourself, you know? So maybe you do that. Sorry, I got distracted there. Maybe you do that for yourself, right? So you might play. You know, so you kind of said something yourself up high, you left a little space, and you responded yourself down low, right? So that's number two, leaving space for the other players to say something. Now, the other number three we're moving on to is leaving space so that your left hand harmonies can come out. And if your right hand's just constantly playing, your left hand kind of gets drowned out a little bit. And that's not always bad, but right, it's nice to have a kind of a balance. It's nice to use both textures, and your left hand harmonies can really stand out when your right hand's not playing. So it gives your left hand a chance to come out, be heard, and conversate with your right hand. Right. So I'll demonstrate here with It's You or No One again. And again, my right hand's going to say something. Leave space for my left hand to talk back and then go back to my right hand. Okay, so that's the purpose of leaving space for your left hand. Here we go. So having that purpose of leaving space for your left hand, actually it serves in a lot of different ways. It leaves space, first of all, but it also forces you to focus on your left hand, you know, having specific comps or having specific rhythms or saying specific things in, you know, relation to what your right hand is playing. So it's really forcing you to kind of lock up your hands. Again, instead of just having your left hand on autopilot, right, all the time, where it's just kind of comping there, you're not really doing much. I mean, sometimes it's hitting some voicings, but it's not really interacting. I mean, your left hand adds so much, right? Don't ever forget that. So that's going to be number three, your left hand harmonies come out. Now, the other way we can leave space, number four, is going to be just in your left hand. And I think a lot of people forget this too. Bill Evans, a master of doing this, and not many people talk about this or, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't come up much. Keith Jarrett's also great at doing this, but their left hand is just doesn't play, right? It just doesn't play forever. And it's just like, all they're doing is soloing. But then, see, the amazing thing is about this, because they leave so much space in their left hand, when it does come in, it feels like a completely different experience. You know, it's amazing what happens when you do that. And it'll even astonish you, right? This is what I want you to try. I'm going to do it right now. But the feeling that goes on because of the atmosphere you create without your left hand, then when it comes in, it's just like, oh, you know, it's like it's like a presence, like a godly presence, like a light opening up in the clouds. It's just indescribable. And the only reason it feels like that is because you're not doing it all the time. I mean, that's the power of space. All right, so let me demonstrate that here. I just love this. I love doing this. It's a really fun exercise just to demonstrate the power of how space helps. Here we go. So immediately when that left hand comes in, it's just bam. It's like, oh, wow. You know, and you can use it for so many different ways. You can use it for build up. I kind of used it there for a build up approach. You know, when my left hand came in, I went into more of an altered sort of bluesy thing. You can use it more as just a an openness effect to, like, you know, kind of just round out what you've been doing. I mean, give it more of a full feel, but that's just an amazing texture to use. Again, leaving space in the left hand. Now, leaving space in both hands, you can kind of combine the last couple things I've been talking about and leave space in both hands. And, you know, when doing that, right, basically that just leaves room for anything, right? So if you leave space in your right hand and you leave space in your left hand, anything's possible. I mean, you can start to have, you can go in so many different directions. It's just nuts. It just really opens up the possibilities for space altogether. So again, just to recap, right? Initially, we were just thinking about leaving space in our right hand. That's generally the first thing that people go to. Oh, okay, I'll leave space in my solo. But again, there's so many different ways to approach it. And once you start to add on these layers, it's going to really open up your improv ideas and allow you to take more choruses, allow you to want to express yourself more, allow for more creativity to come in. It just opens the floodgates for you to improve and develop on your self-expression and on your solos. All right, so here is both hands leaving space in any variation you want. All right, and again, this is going to a lot of opportunity for improv here. Here we go. All right, so definitely a different texture there. I mean, there's a lot going on. And I'd recommend attempting those types of things once you've kind of moved through a lot of the initial, you know, practice exercises and concept and work with those until, you know, with that much possibility, it can feel overwhelming, right? Because you can leave space in your right hand, leave space in your left hand. You can have, you know, leave space between both, but in certain areas, a little space in your right hand, a lot of space in your left hand, a little space in your left hand, a lot of space in your right hand. There's so many opportunities. All right, so number six is space through duration. So a lot of people think space and they think nothing, right? You think, oh, I'm not going to play anything. But space doesn't have to be that. Space can be playing something, but duration, right? So we can play something and let it last, but without playing more, right? Or we can play minimal and leave space, but through notes, right? And that can be, again, that can be through your left hand or through your right hand or both, a combination of both, right? So instead of playing, you know, I don't need to demonstrate with IRL Pro here, but we can play 1, 2, and 1, 2, 3, 4. You start to see how at the very end I went to a more of a bebop movement line, but that initial whole chorus was leaving space, but I was using a motif. I was using an idea of just playing C, holding that C. I was playing, but I was leaving space. My left hand wasn't really leaving space. My left hand was comping, so it stayed continuous, but my right hand just used that note C, right? So it used that one note, left space, and through just the use of that one note, it built the solo, right? So space doesn't always, you don't always have to think or approach space as not playing. And again, that can be the same for your left hand, right? Not necessarily with this piece maybe, but more with maybe more of a floaty type of piece or a ballad possibly, to have that kind of duration or sustain with your left hand. I mean, you can kind of do it with this piece, but it would be more of like your chords meshing into each other as you move. Especially with ballads, I really like that texture a lot, right? So you're kind of, your hands are moving into each other. If I pull up, I'll pull up Body and Soul real quick just so I can show you this. Whoops. So look, watch my left hand. It's not going to leave space. It's going to be continuously comping, but the textures are going to mesh into each other. So there is space, if that makes sense. So I'm leaving space without leaving space, right? Here we go. Now, again, my left hand was continuously playing, and that's the point, but it was leaving space because I was just holding. I mean, I could have done, you know, more, like a lot more movements. I could have done more reharms. I could have added movements within, you know, with my left hand. But again, the purpose I was trying to demonstrate was just my left hand playing the chords, not lifting right from the piano. I could have done this right here. Let me do one more demonstration and I will not leave this. Well, I will leave space, but without the mesh of sound moving into each chord, because that's going to be, it's a completely different atmosphere. And again, this serves the same purpose over all tunes. Thank you. right? So already with my hand kind of lifting, you can discern. It's up to you whether you like that kind of feeling. It's more of a hiccupy feeling, obviously, than a ballad. But again, more of a up-tempo tune. You're going to get a completely different atmosphere by just lifting your left hand comping rather than having the sound kind of merge into each other. All right, so definitely a different space there. So space through duration, that was number 6. Now, number 7 is space in comping, right? If you have someone soloist, you're playing in a group or you're playing with a singer, stuff like that, space in comping and subtleties and textures, right? So space is going to give you a lot of opportunities for textures, and I love textures. My former teacher at New School University always would talk to me about textures, and it really completely changed the way I look at the piano and approach playing. Instead of thinking about notes all the time, you're thinking about textures. And it's a great thing because there's so many different textures. You know, if you think about notes, you only have 88 notes, right? But if you think about textures, you can do 10 textures on one note. And then you multiply that by 88. I mean, that's a lot of different textures, right? So it just brings you into a completely different depth of playing. Now, again, for comping, what was I playing before? It's You or No One. If we are doing, I'll pull this up here. If we are doing It's You or No One, whoops. And again, comping wise, right, leaving space for yourself while comping is going to allow many different textures. Like if you go back to some of the comping podcasts, we talked about low end textures, right? High end stuff. Double handed things, drop twos here if you want. And again, it's kind of like similar to number 1, is that it leaves that room for you to feel, especially feel what you're feeling and listen to what the other players are doing, especially because you're in that comping mode now. You're in the supportive role where you want to really be supportive of what the singer's doing or the person out front, right? So I'm going to leave space just in comping again. And think about textures all over the piano, and I'm improvising my solo comping. Like comping is a solo, and you know, don't ever think you're just playing chords. I mean, you are essentially improvising ideas through your comping to help support the soloist, whoever's out front. All right, here we go. So again, leaving space for that type of comp. Again, I was trying to picture, you know, some of those hesitations you saw in my playing, and I don't know if you felt them, but I was trying to kind of envision like a soloist, like someone actually playing with me. And so I would play something, and then I'd be like, I gotta leave some space, right? I gotta leave some space. I gotta feel what's gonna come next, and I'd be like, oh, you know. So I'm constantly in touch with the way that I'm thinking, how it's relating to the song. And again, I'm just kind of, I know no one was playing with me, but that's what you got to be like. Like, you're kind of always assessing. Like, you went to this texture, then you went to that, you left space, you're listening to them, you're like, okay, they went here, I'm going to do this, or they went here, I'm going to add this. So it's completely different than just being on autopilot. I mean, I see so many students just on autopilot comping, right? I mean, you can just all day long, right? I could do that all day. I mean, but that gets monotonous, right? It gets a little boring. So you constantly want to be interacting, leaving that space to see where they're going, listen to what the drummer's doing, maybe play off of their snare, right? Listen to the soloist, and leaving that space allows you to do that and listen to what all those other people are doing. All right. All right. Now the last one is number 8, and that's just the amount. All right. So the amount, this is a very easy one. But you're constantly, again, you're constantly assessing the amount of space that you're leaving depending upon all the different aspects that you're looking to do, right? So if you're looking to do space in your right hand, you can do a lot or a little space, right? You can use space in a lot of different ways. You can do, you know, kind of thick space, like I talked about duration, or thin space. You can do lots of space or you can do little space. And remember, each texture has its own way of building up a song. And just like we can leave space, we can play lots of notes on purpose. And I love this, what Winton does, not just Winton, you know, but I kind of stumbled upon it through Winton, but one of his solos off the Vanguard, live at the Vanguard recordings, except the box set. It was just amazing. But again, if you start a solo off just blowing, it's going to create a texture. It's going to create an atmosphere. And the purpose of this is to think about that texture. So if I start off, it's you or no one, I'm just blowing my brains out. When I stop, that's going to create a texture. Just like if you leave a lot of space in your left hand, then you come in, that's going to create a different movement. It's about creating that contrast is so, so powerful. That's kind of the image or the, you know, the what's the right word? The concept I want to get across. All right. So here's a demonstration of that. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, you know, changing up the texture, when you switch like that, it's like, oh, wow, it totally, you know, you're conscious of it, and it totally creates a separation between what you're playing. I mean, and even if you played, you know, there's an extreme of playing that he was playing all 16th notes. So, you know, if I was playing... I'm not saying to do that, but that's what he's doing. You know, and then he just stopped and he got to this one part. And played a really nice melody. And it's like, oh, wow. Like, so again, it's like storm and sun, right? Or sun and storm. I mean, you want to have that contrast no matter what you're doing, because of the thing you're doing before, it makes the new thing that much more powerful. But if you're doing the same thing constantly, then you don't have any of that power. It actually takes away from the power of playing 16th notes, right? If you're always doing 16th notes, right? So it's not that you want to add space necessarily, even though this podcast is about adding space, but it's that you want to realize the potential and power for contrast. And by adding the space, it gives more uplift to the things that you're constantly doing. And that's why it's great to add that space. So again, just to go over the points we talked about. So adding space in your right hand, obviously that's the general one, but think about, you know, take your time, right? Think about the ideas, think about the feelings that you get while leaving that space. Think about the textures. All right. Number 2 is purposely leaving space so that other players can say something, maybe the bass player, the drummer, then you can respond, or you can purposely leave space for yourself to respond to, kind of like calling response to yourself. Number three is going to be left-hand harmonies to come out. Leaving that space really allows your left hand to dig in, allows you to kind of switch up your left-hand voicings, add some extensions. Maybe you go into some sus chords, right? You can add some altered chords, really kind of reharm the tune that you're playing. Again, I was making a lot of those minor chords, dominant chords, right? With altered voicings, that's the way it really changes up. I can't really get that sound out of my right hand. Like when I play this G minor, I was making that G minor a flat 13, dominant 7. You know, for that more bluesy effect, right? And again, if you want to switch up the sound, your left hand voicings, adding space with your right hand, it's going to allow your left hand voicings to do that. Right? Stuff like that. And again, if you're not leaving that right hand space, your left hand can't bring out the harmonies. Number four is space in the left hand, right? So using that kind of Bill Evans method, just not playing your left hand at all for like three choruses and then having it come in. Again, super, I love doing that. It's really fun. Play around with that. Space in both hands. All right, so taking opportunities, maybe you leave space in your right hand, maybe you leave space in your left hand, maybe you leave space in your right hand for two measures, space in your left hand for four measures, just kind of completely switch it up. Lots of potential there. Number six was space through duration. Now, you don't always have to not play when leaving space, right? You can let your chords ring out. You can let your notes ring out. You can let your sound mesh or move into the next sound, right? Number seven is space in comping or subtleties in texture, right? So when you leave space through your comping, you can create lots of different subtleties in the texture, right? Space, right? Space still, but I'm holding it, right? Stuff like that. So you're, again, you're thinking about textures, right? Really harness the power of textures when you're leaving the space there, number seven. And again, number eight is just thinking about the balance of everything. It's not really essentially about space. It's thinking about the balance of lots of space, little space, what you can add when you're leaving lots of space, what you can add when you're not leaving lots of space, right? You can fill it up. You can fill your tunes up. You can not fill them up. It's just really thinking about the contrast between different textures, right? A lot, a little, heavy, thin, thick, thin, excuse me, heavy, light, right? Staccato, legato. Just think about all the different textures that you can play with, because it's just an immense amount of possibilities to really kind of, you know, uplift your playing while not thinking about notes necessarily. I think people get stuck in thinking about the chords, like, oh, G minor, what do I play over this? Well, try and think about textures, right? Instead of just, I mean, use what you have, but think about the textures you're going to play it with, right? Again, Horowitz, he said he had basically 97 different ways to play one note. Horowitz, a classical pianist, right? 97 different ways to play one note. I mean, that's ridiculous. So you can apply that type of approach to jazz, and it's really definitely going to make a huge difference in your playing, because you're creating music, right? It's not, it doesn't always have to be mathematical. Like, what modes do I play? What altered scale do I play here? You know, how do I voice this, right? Think about creating music, a nice texture. Thinking about creating a mood or moving people when you play, right? Your goal could just be to move someone, right? How beautifully can you play this one melody, right? Something like that. But anyway. All right. So I hope you guys had I hope this helped out thinking about space, approaching space. When you guys go do gigs or are playing by yourself, I used to tape a sign up in front of my keyboard, or when I would go to a gig, I'd practice certain concepts on the gig. You can't really practice what you're playing, but you can practice concepts. So when you're on a gig or you're playing at a jam session, go to the gig, write it down in the back of your hand. I used to do that too at jam sessions. I'd write down space in left hand on my left hand. The funniest thing, right? So as I was playing, I would see my left hand. It would say space in left hand. And so that's what I'd be working on. Now, you know, I don't think anyone could tell. Maybe they could, but, you know, or I'd write space in right hand, or I'd write space in both. So write down your concepts that you want to work on. Otherwise, if if you don't have them in the front of your mind, then it's hard to work on these types of spacious conceptual ideas, right, to implement into your playing. All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Again, for the podcast, for that practice materials, go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast76, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Happy practicing.